We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
Ow.
What happened?
What did you say? I hit my elbow on the desk.
Oh, no.
I think it was my funny bone because it wasn't funny.
I know.
Oh, my God. That hurt.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oof.
I wonder why they call it a funny bone. Like, what? Is it just to make fun of you? To be like, isn't that funny?
Isn't it funny that you hurt yourself, you fucking idiot? Maybe. I don't know.
It's funny for the rest of us.
Or maybe Dr. Doug Funny is the one who discovered it.
From the cartoons.
Yeah.
He became a doctor.
He did. And he discovered the funny bone.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting how I just feel like bodies should be better, like more like more protective. Like we have eyelids and eyelashes to protect our eyes from stuff getting in them. And yet things are constantly going in my eyes. And I'm like, well, then what's the point of all this stuff?
Well, think of how much more stuff would be going in your eyes if you didn't have them luscious lashes to bat them out.
I guess so. But it feels like not enough stuff is, it's not stopping enough stuff. Or yeah, or like that we can be like, like totally taken out by hitting our elbow in a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, bodies are actually fully weird.
Ooh, Judith found something. Okay.
Oh.
The funny bone got its nickname because of that funny feeling you get after you hit it. But your phony bone isn't actually a bone at all. Running down the inside of your part of the elbow is a nerve called the ulnar nerve.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The more you fucking know, there's no funny fucking bone. It's the funny nerve.
You got some nerve.
Your nerve is funny. Yesterday in pole, I was trying to learn how to like do, I guess it's a like a fireman from the floor where you like sweep up in a cute little get up. And I slammed my back leg into the pole and it hurt so bad.
Oh no. Like your thigh or like your
shin.
Oh. Oh.
God. And it was just like slam thud, and it was like you like the pole was like you know how it like you hit something and it like vibrates. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm done with that. I'm not doing it again.
Oh God.
Ugh, it still hurts, and I think it's bruised. I haven't looked at it today.
Yeah. It is quite impressive, just like how much pain your body has to go through when you're doing pole, because it's just like a metal pole and it's like you don't want to put a pad around there, but you can't because it like won't work. But it's like, oh, we're just gonna put my skin directly on this metal.
I'm gonna hang off this metal with my skin. I'm trying to learn how to do an outside leg hang, and fuck man, it hurts so bad because you're just hanging there from the skin from behind your knee.
Yeah.
And then the skin on your like side stomach, and then your arm, like the skin under your armpit. And And I'm like, these are all pretty sensitive areas from my little body.
Mm-hmm. And also, the skin's pretty delicate.
Yes. But it's what I've chosen to do with my life. I have chosen to dedicate my life to be a pole performer who will only probably ever be mediocre to bad.
No, you're way past mediocre.
Listen, I think it's okay to be mediocre at your hobbies. And I proudly am mediocre.
Okay. I'm not even saying that to be nice, though. Like, you actually are not mediocre. You can do, like, a lot of really impressive things on pole.
Thank you. I just watch a lot of videos where they're like, this is a beginner move. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Oh, well, it was probably because, like, you can figure out other stuff that makes sense for your brain and body. And then other stuff may be a little, like, more difficult or need more time. But I think that's normal.
I think that's normal, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm also really sore just in general from pole because I haven't moved my body in a month because I've just been on a whirlwind of planes, trains, and automobiles vacationing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like back home and I'm like, oh god, I gotta get back into a routine. I gotta go fucking pick it again. This shit sucks.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, guys, just, like, come to a deal. Like, what the fuck?
It would be nice. Because, like, don't you want us to work again? Don't you want things to be created for you?
Don't you want entertainment for your subscribers coming up? Like, don't you want something in the fall? Yeah. Don't you want some winter stuff? Don't you want some stuff, some entertainment?
People are going to want some entertainment, and there won't be.
Yeah. People are going to be going to the movies and they're going to be blank screens and they're going to be like, hey, what the heck? Turn on their TVs to just fuzz. What the heck? Open their computers and just see whiteness. And they're like, hey, where's entertainment?
Why did they sell me a ticket with to nothing? This seems like a scam.
This is a scam. This is all a scam. What's going on?
That's very funny.
So what's going to happen if the strike doesn't come to an end?
Yeah, this is true. Although there's plenty of reality show.
There is a lot of reality. Mm-hmm. Almost too much. Like, I think there's another season of The Ultimatum coming up. And then Too Hot to Handle has 5 fucking seasons. Who knew?
Oh my God.
I didn't know.
I did not know either.
It's so
I started
wild.
Watching the latest season of The Ultimatum. And I've only seen the queer Ultimatum.
Mm.
First. And so now I'm watching this latest one.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Yeah.
So boring. I didn't realize. I didn't know. It's just straight people are boring. I was like, no one even kissed. No one even kissed. On the queer one, everyone's immediately fucking. And I was like, this is great content. Great TV.
Yeah. I will say the first season of The Ultimatum was indeed very good.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was one dum-dum, and then there was actually a lot of dum-dums, mm-hmm. and there was one woman who sobbed. She was sobbing because this man, like, wouldn't fuck her on camera, and he was like, later. And, and she's like, oh, you don't like me. And it was like, he's literally saying he will fuck you later.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, the first season was so good, but then Colby was so funny. Colby was such a dum-dum, and I loved him. Zay was also a dum-dum. April, not so much of a dum-dum. Jake, a dum-dum. Ray, not a dum-dum, but she came back bisexual, so we were like, yes, Ray! but truly, oh, and then Hunter's girlfriend, Caitlin, I think was her name, she walked around the first day being like, I need a man with money. I need a man with money, 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 money. So then everyone was like, we don't like her. So when it came time to choose, she knew no one was going to choose her or she'd get like leftovers. So she starts crying and she's like, I can't imagine my life without Hunter. And I can't imagine anyone choosing Hunter. So if Hunter should choose me because like we belong together. And then Hunter did her a solid and was like, I choose this one. I won't do the experiment.
Oh, wow.
It was great. So the first season was really fun.
Yeah.
But I mean, boy, yeah. The queer ultimatum had me glued. To my little seat. I watched the whole thing in like 2 days.
Same. It was great. It was so, everyone was great. So much drama.
God, so much drama. I loved it. What a funny concept for a show. Like, the pitch was just like, I don't know, what if couples come here and, like, they fuck other people and then we make them watch it at a reunion and then be like, what, do you choose to, like, stay together?
Yeah, this show is torturous. Like, you have to, there's so many dinners or, like, whatever those things, the choices where you have to sit across from your partner and then straight up be like, this is why I like this other person. This person has stuff that my partner doesn't have. And I love that. And I can see them as a potential husband or wife. And then the other person just has to be like, well, that hurts. That hurts to hear. I don't like that. But I guess, you know, whatever's for the best. It's horrible.
Okay. Do you think the people who go on these shows are, like, strong? I couldn't do it. I can barely wrap my, like, fathom the person I used to date. I was creeping on Instagram. A guy I was dating married somebody else. We dated for such a short time, and I don't think either of us liked each other, but I was like, damn, to see him with somebody else, happy, that hurts. And it's like, what are you talking about? You went on 3 dates and you actively didn't like each other. He burped in your mouth. Like, what are you doing?
You're like, oh, if only.
If only he would burp in my mouth. I for wonder if he burped in her mouth at the ceremony. Like, it's unhinged behavior from my part. So, like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I would be good TV because I would be crazy. But, like, I don't know how these people aren't going crazier.
There was, so this current season, there was a woman who did fully go crazy. It was like, she was the one who brought her boyfriend to the ultimatum and was like, you know, we got to get married or we're done. And they started the first round of dating where you're talking to the other partners and all she's doing is looking at what her man's doing, looking at who he's talking to, talking about her man to her other dates, being like, yeah, I'm so stressed. I don't know what's going to happen. And then they all, like, get drinks later that night. And then she's the one who asks the group, well, what dates did you like? Or, like, who did you like talking to? Which is, like, why are you asking this? You're just going to cause trouble. And then one girl said, well, I actually like talking to this guy who was her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then the girl gets up. She's so upset. And she's, like, and just really jealous because the other girl's just younger and hot. Uh-huh. And she's hot, too, but insane. And then, and then, you know, people go break off and start talking to each other. That boyfriend goes and talks to that younger girl. They're talking, like, pleasantly, not even, like, suggestively. There's no, you know, it doesn't seem hot and heavy. They're just talking, trying to get to know each other, which is the game.
The point of the show.
The point of the show. And then the girlfriend comes over and is like, what are y'all talking about? What's going on here? And the girlfriend's like, I'm going to give you space because I don't know what this is. And then the boyfriend and girlfriend get in a huge argument. The girlfriend, like, pushes his face, like, on camera. Is like, if you want to be with her, go ahead and be with her. Da, 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 da. And is like, it's really unfortunate. Like, she's just, like, screaming. And it's like, but you brought him here.
Do they make it past the first episode?
They don't, because before they get to the choice, she takes a pregnancy test. And tells him in the show.
I cannot believe you just said that straight people are boring. This bitch is bringing it.
This is true.
She brought it.
But it's also unfortunate because after they left, everyone was boring. But she was the exciting part of the show. And then she was like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, oh, well, I don't know how that's possible. I mean, he didn't go into detail. Oh, yes, it was Lisa and Brian. So Lisa was like, I'm pregnant. Brian's like, I guess that is now our life. And then they leave the show and we never see them again. And I even Googled, did Lisa actually have a baby? Because it really was, the timing was so, like,
perfectly
timed. That's like, oh, you just happened to take a pregnancy test before we had to make a choice as
you
to
packed
who-
it with you to take the day we started shooting? Boy,
yeah,
that's funny.
But then I do think I saw stuff online that said that she did actually have a baby. I don't know if they're still together, but I guess that was true. But it was just like, whoa, what?
Oh, man. What a they should have just been like, this season of The Ultimatum is one episode.
I wish it was. I wish it was this one, an hour special. 2 hour God, special.
That is so funny. Yeah, I mean, I think that's how I would behave. I know I would not behave correctly or well. And it's not that I'm a jealous person. I think I'm just like, I'm insecure in relationships. So it's like, but also I don't think I would bring anybody there.
I know. I mean, it's unfortunate because like Lisa's not wrong. What is happening is crazy. Like the scope of the show is wild. Of course she doesn't want to see her man talking to somebody else. Like, yes, these are normal reactions to have. But I guess the choice to even come on the show is like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. What are we doing? This is wild.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Is there a reality show that you would go on? Like, say we're on Earth 62, which is an alternate universe. you're still a Sashir, but you have a different career. You are a golf instructor. And you... You teach children golf on Earth 62.
Earth 62.
And you know, you have a friend, me. I'm still Nicole. I am a botanist. And I'm like, Sashir, you've been like tired of golf for so long. I think you should like really push yourself to go on that show you've been wanting to go on.
Maybe I'd want to do like The Amazing Race with you or something like that. Yeah, where we like travel and we have to solve puzzles. I also don't really know what the show's about. Are there puzzles? Either. It seems like there's puzzles. Seems like a scavenger hunt of some sort.
I don't know. I would do it because I have a wonderful assistant who can look after the plants. So I would go solve puzzles with you.
I like that you still have an assistant too.
Well, I'm a botanist. I'm discovering new plants every day. Yeah. Well, not every day. That's too many plants. I'd say every couple weeks. Well, maybe on Earth 62, plants are like just popping up every day. I don't know.
Yeah, there could be
a lot
Earth
of 62.
Plants. And maybe they go extinct fast. They are created quickly and they go extinct quickly.
Okay, now ask me.
Oh, Nicole.
And makeup on Earth and our occupations.
Okay. Okay, Nicole. We're on Earth 69. And we're dirty. We're bad. Everyone's like partying all the time. They're real nasty. And your job, a madam at a brothel.
Yes. Okay.
And I work the ticket counter at a sex show.
The ticket counter. Okay.
Well, I'm not in the show. I just take your ticket and you go in.
Oh, that wasn't my judgment. I was just hoping that you would reach higher for yourself and maybe you owned the show or it was your review. But ticket taking is not a shameful job, and I think it's okay that you chose.
You know what? Maybe I'm a theater reviewer for sex shows. I go to sex shows and I'm reviewing the performances.
Yes, keep it horny. Okay, so all right, I could leave the brothel for a little bit. So I think I want to go on American Ninja Warriors.
Whoa, that seems hard.
It does seem hard. And this is going to be, since it's Earth 69, not everyone is like an elite athlete here, and I don't know why, but they have like a dumbered down version that like we can do. Yeah.
I love that. It does look super, super fun.
Right? Like just a fun obstacle course that's like, that like would be attainable to do.
Yeah. I feel like there's gyms dedicated to stuff like that, where it's like, we train you to potentially do a show like this. Or just, I guess it's also like, if you want to do it for fun, but like, they have like a thing you hold onto the bar and then you move it and you jump into this thing and you put one foot on this thing and one foot on this thing.
Yeah.
It's like intense.
Like a parkour gym.
Yeah.
I do want to take a gymnastics class. I think I want to get into tumbling.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Also would help you with being upside down.
Yes, because I panic when I get upside down and I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
It's hard. Also, I feel like there should be an American Ninja Warrior show for normal people. I would watch that. I would watch a 35-year-old Midwestern mom of two be like, okay, now I'm gonna jump on this and see what happens.
I mean, well, wait, is that different from Wipeout?
So I don't know if Wipeout's intentions are for people to complete it.
To succeed. You know,
to fully succeed. I think it's rigged against you. But this this would be like, and I think Wipeout's funny in a way where American Ninja Warriors is like, wow, look at what they can do. And I think if there was a normal person, one would be like, wow, look at what that 62-year-old grandpa can do. It wasn't that hard, but it was good. He did it.
I would actually love to see that.
Like, imagine like an older man just like doing a tumble and mm-hmm. jumping on a little trampoline to hold on to a bar for 2 seconds to swing 2 inches into like a pit or something.
Yeah, it would be like, honestly, impressive. Mm-hmm. Unexpected. Impressive.
Yeah, I think about like those dog shows where the dogs run around. They're not really doing that huge feats of things, but you like it. They're moving.
Yeah, I do like a dog show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should, I mean, I don't want to tell you what you should do, but.
Please do. I have no direction.
I don't know if there's a name for it, but have you seen those like dog dancing videos where people are dancing and there's like dogs going in and out of their legs? That'd be maybe a fun thing for you to do with Clyde. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, let me see.
Dog, you're dancing and a dog is going in and out of your legs?
Yeah, I feel like I just saw a video on Instagram. There's like a whole, I think there's competitions too.
What? How does everyone know about this? Are you sending me a video?
I'm trying to see if I even saved it. Yeah, but it's like, I guess you choreograph your dance and then the dog kind of bounces around you, goes in your legs.
Oh my God.
Tumbles.
It's a competition?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Okay, they're going back and forth.
And this is something you want me to do.
I think it'd be really cute.
This is wild.
Yeah, she's
is wow.
Look how beautiful that is. The dog's like jumping up, spinning around, going backwards. Oh, now they're back to back. They're back to back. Oh, dog's spinning
the legs.
Back in the it's mostly between the legs, honestly.
It is a lot of between the legs. I feel like this would me being like, well, I give up wanting a relationship. I now am very intimate with my dog and we dance together and that is my partner.
Oh, the paws are in the hands. It's cute. Clyde might be too small for this.
Clyde is too small and honestly a little too unruly. He would never twist around. I mean, this dog is really well trained.
Right?
But is the dog happy? Yeah, the dog looks so happy.
Dog looks so happy. Having a blast.
Oh my God, his little tongue.
Oh my goodness.
But how does the dog know how to do all this?
I don't know. The music, are they listening to music cues? I don't know.
Maybe.
Or just time? I don't know. I guess, what kind of dog is this?
A border collie.
Yeah, I think border collies are like the most popular dancing dogs because I think they're really easy to train.
Interesting. This is really wild for me.
Her mouth, I think she's saying commands.
Oh. Yeah.
So even though the music is so loud, I think you can see her lips moving. So I wouldn't be surprised if she's saying certain stuff. I also wouldn't be surprised if people had like certain like clickers in their hands while they're dancing. Oh. But it's really impressive.
Yeah. Wait, can you go up? There was one dog dancing thing that had 31 million views, and I want to see what that is. Oh, she's in camo. They made
business. This lady's in camo. This dog is so happy to be here with this lady.
Okay, there was a salute. This is very patriotic.
Very patriotic. This is for the troops.
Oh no, this dog just played dead. Oh no. Oh, this really is for the troops. Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh no.
Maybe they're sleeping.
This is wild. This is like an interpretive dance. I feel like it's gonna be.
Oh. Okay. The lady's also sleeping.
Yes.
Okay. Now the dog's taking the blanket off.
Yep. Wake up.
Gotta get ready
for the military. Oh, she doesn't want to wake up. Oh no! The dog peed on her for pretend.
More through the legs. All right. Oh, the dog saluted. Okay.
Oh my god, now the dog is marching. This is wild that there is pockets of the internet that I have not explored. I didn't know this was a thing.
31 million people know this is a thing.
This is wild. Do you think, I don't know, I feel like this is views from 8 people who've just watched this 100 times.
Over and over again? I mean, probably. Or just sent it to their friends being like, look at this. All right, wow. I'm a little bored now. I get it.
Wow. Wild.
That can be fun.
You know, I'm really glad that I let you tell me what to do with my life. I'm going to think about it. I'm gonna wake Clyde up later, and I'm going to say, we got to get to training.
You got to get to it. There's other dogs performing. That could be him.
That could be him. He could be my little show dog.
Mm-hmm.
I really think about it. Like, right now, I'm, like, really thinking about it. And I think he would just constantly disappoint me. I don't think he would show up when I need him to practice. I think he'd want to, like, play instead of dance. I think he'd lay down. Like, I've been trying to get him to eat these sweet potato treats, and he doesn't want them. He just leaves them around the house.
Oh. Is it because they're just a new taste?
Maybe. Or maybe he did. So, like, they're, like, freezer dried or dried sweet potato. And I think he's like, bitch, where are the chemicals at? Where's the other additives that make a doggy bone a doggy bone treat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates them.
Yeah. Have you ever had to give Clyde a pill?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
With a lot of peanut butter sometimes. And then sometimes if it's something I can dissolve in his water, I'll do that. And then there has been times where all of my little tricks and you can put it in a treat, but sometimes he'll eat it, not eat the pill, and spit the pill out. And then sometimes he'll do that with peanut butter, but peanut butter is so like that he has a harder time doing that. And there has been times where I have cradled him and put the pill in his mouth and then just like pet his throat to be like, swallow it, swallow it, swallow it. And then like keep pushing it back in his mouth and then be like, just swallow it, please swallow it. Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, I just saw someone give their cat a pill and their dog, and they put it in the back of their throat and then like clamped their hand over their mouth so that they can't like do anything, and they only have a choice to swallow, and it looks so violent. And but then we like looked up a video because I was like, that can't be right, and then looked up a video, and that is how you do it, or that's like a way to do it, is just to clamp your hand over their nose and mouth and be like, swallow. There's no other choice.
I've done that a couple times with Clyde, but it really feels like I'm torturing him, so I don't.
Yeah.
It hurts my heart too much. And
it looks bad.
Yeah, and I don't like when he's sad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the cat, like, went to the other side of the room. It was very mad.
I was like, I'm not doing this again. Y'all fucked me over once. You're not going to catch me again.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we do a quiz?
Yeah. Let's do a quiz.
Just a little quiz.
I went swimming today and accidentally got my hair wet, all of it. And by accidentally, I dove right in.
Seems like that's the only outcome, actually.
Yeah, it's a pretty pointed. But now it's just like wet, and I'm like, ugh. Now I have to wash it. I'm really upset with myself.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Should we do, since we're talking about pets? Should we do? Oh. Are you more like a golden retriever or a black cat?
Yes, I would like to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what I am. I have a feeling I'm gonna be a golden retriever.
I also feel that way, and I have a feeling I'm going to be a black cat.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your favorite color to wear?
Blue.
Black.
Red.
Yellow.
Gray.
Orange.
Green.
Brown.
None I think of orange
my colors
for me.
Are there.
Oh, yeah. They don't have purple here.
No, and I love wearing
purple. Or leopard.
Purple. Yes. Well, I guess I could say brown because I do love leopard print.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie genre?
Fantasy.
Sci-fi.
Mystery. Ha, 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 ha. Comedy.
Pew, pew. Action.
Romance.
Drama.
What?
I mean, as of late, I have been loving action movies. I just watched the new Lara Croft movie that I think came out in 2018, and it was so good.
Oh, I don't remember hearing anything
Wait,
about
real
it.
Real quick, Judith, can you look up the the latest Lara Croft movie?
I remember it coming out, but I didn't see it. I loved the originals. With
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, I loved those ones.
Yeah, Tomb Raider. Yeah, 2018. Nobody really talked about it, and I really thought it was fun. Yeah, it was great. Walton Goggins was the bad guy, and Dominic West played her dad. It was so good. Anyway, okay. I've been really loving the action movies lately.
Also, I feel like this is probably a dumb question, but did the video game Tomb Raider come out before the movies, or was it the movies and then the video game?
It was the video game, then the movies, because like she had hard hexagon titties. And I feel like when the movie came out, everyone was like, is she going to have hard hexagon titties? And they're like, no, she's a woman named Angelina Jolie, and they're smooth and round.
Well, I also, because they like the video game character and Angelina Jolie both have big old titties. And I couldn't remember if they modeled the video game after her big old titties or if they, but also I don't believe, or maybe they did. I was going to say, I don't believe they cast her because of her titties. Because she felt perfect for the role.
I think they
cast
her for her talent, and the titties were secondary.
And the titties were also there.
You know, I think they were like, ooh, let's do Angelina Jolie. And they were like, she's a great actress. And they were like, and she does got some big old dumpy titties.
That does help, because that's what the character looks like. All right.
Yeah, Sashir, what's your favorite movie genre?
I would also say action.
It's fun.
It's fun. Okay. What?
Go for it.
He just stopped and started nodding.
Well, we started at the same time, and I was trying to nod you to go, yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
but
I
it ended up with me going, eh, and then nodding. Like, I was just like, I'm not okay. I'm having a stroke.
I was like, oh no, she broke down. What style are your outfits?
Grunge.
Vintage.
Hippie.
Casual.
Gothic.
Preppy.
Streetwear.
Dark academia.
Boho.
Punk. What is dark academia? Is like a professor?
Yeah, that's, I guess. Glasses and like tweed. Oh, this is a thing. The internet knows. Oh, I was right. It's like tweed and blazers and belts and...
Okay, cute.
Yeah, that is cute. I don't think I know anyone who dresses like that.
I don't think so either.
I feel like that's just in movies.
Yes. When they're like depicting someone in New York.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty cash.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do wear a lot of vintage stuff, but it's not like period-based. It's just like... the sparkly old thing I found.
Mm-hmm. Maybe boho?
Yeah, I can see that for you.
Yeah.
Boho. After a long day of work, you come home and...
sleep.
Play video games.
Read.
Watch TV.
Write.
Eat.
Cook.
Sports.
Sports? What? You Who? Do sport? Like, you actively do sports or you watch Who? Sports? You just
you've watched TV, so I think this is you come home from 16 hours in the coal mine and then go play soccer.
A nice restful game of soccer.
Wild. No, who does that? I definitely eat as soon as I get home from like working.
Yeah, probably eat. Okay. What's your favorite musical film?
Ooh, Hairspray.
Sweeney Todd.
The Greatest Showman.
High School Musical.
Grease Lightning. Go, Grease Lightning.
Mamma Mia.
Into the Woods.
La La Land.
Dream Girls.
I Don't Like Musicals.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm. I'm between Hairspray and Dream Girls and Grease.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
Probably Dreamgirls.
Okay, then I'll say Hairspray for sake of difference.
Yeah, we have to have some difference.
Sake of difference.
Sake of difference.
What a weird way to say that.
If you could have a superpower, which would it be?
Move metal. No, that's not an answer yet. Flight.
Super strength.
Invisibility.
Telekinesis.
Shape-shifting.
Electricity.
Communication with the dead.
Whoa. Fire.
Telekinesis is moving stuff with your mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a nosy person, so I'm going to say invisibility. Let me get all up in your business.
Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, telekinesis. I want to move stuff.
Yeah, move it around.
Mm-hmm.
You can only listen to one artist for the rest of your life. Who will you choose?
Billie Eilish.
Harry Styles.
Ariana Grande.
Ed Sheeran.
Taylor Swift.
Eminem.
Adele.
The Weeknd.
Nicki Minaj.
Bruno Mars.
Now, are you saying it like this because you never heard of these people or...
Yeah, like... who's Bruno Mars? Who is The Weeknd? I know Saturday and Sunday. Who's Eminem? I know The Candies. Ed Sheeran? I know Ed McMahon. Harry Styles? I know Harry and the Hendersons.
I know Ed McMahon.
It's literally the only Ed I could think of.
That's really funny. I think Bruno Mars because he's always happy. Not always happy, but he has happy songs. He has sad songs. He has quite a variety of songs. I feel like
he
if
really
I did like
does.
Billie Eilish, I'd be sad all the time. Or if it was like Ed Sheeran, we'd be bopping around too much. Or Eminem, I'd just be angry all the time. Bruno Mars, I feel like I'd still have a range of emotions for the rest of my life, and that would be great.
Yeah, The Weeknd is not, is an interesting person. The music is good. The person might be a little interesting, but I think I'm going to choose The Weeknd.
He has great songs.
Yeah.
They're all very sexy.
Yeah. And if for the rest of my life, baby, I'm already horny all the time. So
got a soundtrack for it.
Just keep it going.
When you're in a bad mood, do you prefer to be alone or with others? I say alone.
I'm going to say with others because when I'm in a bad mood, I will stay in a bad mood if I'm alone and dwell and think and get lost in the sauce. Mm-hmm. But if there's somebody else, I get lost in their sauce and my mood goes better.
Yeah, that's smart.
My mood goes better.
Goes better.
I am constantly in awe of the words that come out of my mouth.
What Pixar movie is your favorite?
Toy Story.
WALL-E.
Oof, that's a good one. Oof, Finding Nemo.
The Incredibles.
Oof, that's a good one. Monsters, Inc.
Oof, Ratatouille.
That's a good one. Ooh, that's a good one, too. Inside Out. That's a good one.
Up.
Oh, that's a good one. Coco. That's such a good one.
Brave.
Never seen it.
It's a good one.
Pixar has hits.
They do have hits. They're all great.
They're all so good. Oh my God. I love Toy Story because I was too old when I saw it. And I still like had Barbies past the time you're supposed to have them. I have Barbies now. But I would truly leave my room and open the door really quick to be like, what are them Barbies doing? And they were always doing nothing. WALL-E made me sob. I loved Finding Nemo. The Incredibles was just so funny and great.
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. I love that little girl. And I loved Mike Wachowski. Ratatouille, a rat under a hat. Stop it. Inside Out, all the emotions up that first scene. And then that kid. Oh, that Boy Scout Coco made me cry. This is so hard. I can't believe they're trying to make me choose.
This is actually really hard. I'm going to say Coco because it truly made me sob.
Oh, God.
And every time, you know, when you put your password in to like sign into something and there's like a little check mark underneath it that says, remember me.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of the song from Coco. It's like, remember me.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, this is sad.
I'm going to pick Finding Nemo because whenever I like am afraid of something, I always say, fish are friends, not food. And I know it's like for a shark to not eat the fish, but like I have turned it to being like, people aren't terrible. They're food. Or white. I don't know how I rationalize it in my mind, but I do.
Huh. I thought you were going to say, just keep swimming.
Nope. Fish are friends, not food. And then I love those seagulls. Mine? Mine?
Yeah.
Mine? Mine? Well, I went to Disneyland last year and they have those seagulls and I was walking past them and I heard them go, mine? And then I stopped and I was like, oh, they say mine? And then I took out my phone and they didn't do it. But then I outweighed them and they did it. And when I tell you, I cackled for a solid 2 minutes and children were staring at me being like, she's having too much fun here. She's too old for that. Mm. Oh, I love Finding Nemo. But honestly, that's really interesting that I don't use Just Keep Swimming and I use Fish with Friends Not.
Yeah, and I really thought that's where it was headed because you're like, oh, when I get scared of doing something, I always say that famous quote from Finding Nemo, fish are friends, not food.
And I say it, I like, if somebody, like a person, I don't know if I've ever said it to you, maybe you've never been like, I'm afraid of this or I'm nervous about something. But if someone comes to me and they're like, I'm nervous about this, I will say, just remember, fish are friends, not food. And not one person has said, why do you say that? I'm so deeply embarrassed. That quote is just keep swimming.
Whatever works for you. If that is what sounds good to you to motivate you, it's great.
I'm like, am I the only person living in the world like this? Just like wrong, like loud and wrong. I can't believe there's such a better quote from that movie.
It's really funny.
Oh no, now I'm crying.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
I think I now am a morning person. It switched. I used to be a night owl. Yeah. But now I naturally get up early and I have to go to sleep quite early.
I wish it would switch for me. I'm still a night owl. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So this is Nicole's, and I think Sashir got the same thing.
Wow, we're golden retrievers. Whoa. We're probably extroverted and affectionate. We like adventure and will gladly spend time with friends and family. We often are quite playful.
That doesn't track for me.
It really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
That's interesting.
I mean, I guess we said a couple of the same things. But
here, I think you're a mutant. I think you're half black cat, half golden retriever.
Like cat dog.
You're a cat dog.
That's
a famed Nickelodeon show.
True. Yes.
I've never seen it one time.
It was funny. It was cute. It was weird. It was a cat dog. A dog. A tandem animal that had two heads, two brains. One was a cat, one was a dog.
Oh, maybe it was trying to make conjoined twins feel better about them, like their disposition.
Whoa.
You know, maybe
I never
like
thought of it that way.
A secretly inclusive cartoon.
Aw, I like that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone can enjoy it, but it's specifically for conjoined twins.
Wow. Look at that. Good job, Nickelodeon.
Look at Nickelodeon. Inclusive from the start. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way?
With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Should we answer queries and quandaries and questions galore?
Galore, yes. Questions and queries and galore. Oh my.
Okay.
You have an email.
Yeah. Hi Nicole.
Hi Nicole and Sashir. Whoa. Okay.
We did it right at this. Yeah. Okay, you could go for it.
Hi Nicole and Sashir. Love the podcast and have been a listener since the beginning. So here's my tea. I just found out recently that one of my best friends shares all of my personal stories with her husband. I was just talking to my best friend a couple of weeks ago about how I think maybe my partner and I have low sex drives and haven't been intimate in a while, but that our relationship is still good, it's closer than ever, and maybe we don't really need the sex. Anyway, I found out my best friend's husband knows my shit because while I was over their house last week, her husband mentioned if my partner and I were finally Ooh, starting no. to fuck again. I think he was trying to be funny, but I was shooketh because even though her husband is fun to hang out with, I don't know him like that and don't want him to know my tea.
I know she likes to spill other people's tea all the time, but I thought I was safe because we're best friends. Isn't that like best friend code? Don't snitch your best friend's shit to other people. I'm not trying to start a drama between the two of you, but Sashir, have you or do you share really personal information about Nicole to your partner? Like things you should know probably should just stay between you and Nicole. I just want to know if this is normal couple shit, because I definitely don't share personal information with my partner about my friends, especially if my friends are confiding in me. I really lost trust in my best friend and don't talk about personal stuff to her anymore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes, Sashir, you tell my business to your partner?
I mean, some stuff, but not everything. Because I guess, I don't know, you're a part of my life. So sometimes it feels like I'm like, if we're just talking about like what's going on, it might mm-hmm. come up. But it's not like, girl, I gotta tell you the tea about Nicole. You'll never believe this. We're not like dishing, but yeah, there's some things that I've talked about, but also a lot of things I have not.
Hmm.
Have you ever told my stuff to a person you were dating?
Yeah, but not like secret personal stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, oh, so she's in Atlanta working.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, it just like I think the information I have shared with someone I was dating is nothing that you wouldn't tell them yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not like, yeah, it's no deep dark secrets. That would literally be insane.
Yeah.
And if it's like serious, I have mm-hmm. some things you've told me that will go to the grave with me.
Wow. Well,
same. Yeah, you'll have to dig them up because I'm gonna write them on little notes and put them in my pocket.
Oh no, you don't have to do that.
Sorry. And then you can figure out which secrets I've never told anybody.
Oh. It's just like a scavenger hunt for me.
Uh huh. And then you're gonna read them and be like, "This wasn't that important."
That's funny.
I will say this. I don't think it feels good to have your best friend talk about that to their partner, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's a bad thing for her to talk about with her partner, especially if maybe they're having some issue, or I don't know, like if it comes up, I think that's like a normal thing to say to their partner. I think it's the abnormal thing for me is the partner saying something to you, because yeah. who is he? He's not your friend like that.
And yeah, that's honestly a huge mistake on that partner's part. Yeah. Yeah. I can see it being a thing where it's like, yeah, maybe they are also having sex issues and
yeah.
maybe and it not came that it's a an conversation. Issue,
you said that sex was not necessary to the relationship. Mm-hmm. And maybe they were like, sex is very important. And that was just like a different take on it. So they had a conversation about it, which I think is good and whatever and fine. I'm just like, that man was weird. That's weirdo fucking behavior.
Like, because like how tone deaf or like obtuse do you have to be to not realize like you didn't actually have that conversation with your partner's friend? That was a conversation you had with your partner. And it, I don't, there should not have been an assumption that this is public information for us to discuss openly.
Yes.
So I don't know. Yeah. So that it is weird. I don't know if you need to be mad at your friend.
No.
For even saying something. But I don't know. And what do you?
I mean, it was funny when I was initially reading this and I was like, oh, would Sashir tell her partner stuff about me? And then I was like, yes, because I'm a person, like you said, I'm a person in your life. And it's like, you're not going to not talk about a person you're very close to with your partner. That's truly unhinged, I think. Because I don't know, like, I want a partner that I can tell almost everything to, but also be able to trust them that, like, some things that I say stay in the house.
Yeah.
I don't like that dude being like, y'all fucking, that's not good and that's not right. Maybe you have a conversation with your best friend and you just go, hey, I just want to make sure our connection's, like, okay, and that when I'm telling you things that, like, maybe you don't share all of it with your partner because I don't need the whole world knowing my business. And I'm not, I just didn't really love when he came at me and said that specific thing. Like, that didn't feel great.
Yeah, I like that. I think you're well and within your rights to say something and be like, I was really uncomfortable when your partner told my business to me.
Yeah.
And in a joking way. And like, I'm not saying you don't have to talk about me at all to your partner, but maybe make it clear that like this, some stuff is actually private. And I don't even want to know that, you know, or like, I don't even want, and I certainly don't say it to people who are not me, or like, I don't want that spreading around or something like that. Just so there's some like boundaries there of like, I'm not saying like, I'm not policing your conversations with your partner, but just make sure he knows that's not for everyone to know.
Yeah, that's not like conversation fodder at the dinner table. Like, get the fuck out of, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this man. That's my issue.
Yeah. Honestly, we need to also talk to the friend to be like, the choice of partner we have here.
Yeah, what are we doing?
A little bit questionable.
Gabs McGee over here can't close his fucking loose lips. He's sinking ships. Get him out.
Although I'm sure I could also see a world where this man was just so excited to be a part of the tea. Like, he was just so excited to get any gossip. He was like, yes, we're talking.
Yes, I'm one of the divas.
Yes. What about this issue, girl? And then everyone was like, what?
What? Jim, shut the fuck up and
shut
sit down.
Shut the fuck up. That's not how we do it. We're never going to tell you anything again.
I think I have a little talk and just... Just be like how I felt, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page about things. And but also, I think just be understanding that your friend will talk about you to their partner. All of your friends will. All, like, if you're in someone's life, you're part of their life. Just more. Most people understand that there's decorum with getting information.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that this person did not.
Yeah. Solve. And remember, friend, fish are friends, not food. So let's do another one.
Hi, I'm trying this message again because I did it the first time and it was incoherent. But I was listening to the recent episode where you guys were having the Why Won't You Date Me best friends kind of crossover, and you were talking about how your friendship is so intimate and special and kind of unique in your lives, where it feels like you are the other person's number one. And Nicole, you kind of mentioned having to talk about that with potential people you're dating, like how your best friend is kind of that number one person. And I'm in a situation where I'm kind of like the person that you would be telling that to. So here's the context. My boyfriend and I are doing great. His best friend has a similar relationship to him as you guys. So, you know, when he and I started dating, he was like, I really like you. I really like where this is going, but you just need to know that my best friend is my number one person and he's always going to be around. And I was like, that's fine. I truly, genuinely love that about my boyfriend. He, you know, I think for men, it's unusual to find people who are like have that kind of vulnerability and intimacy in a friendship. And I'm glad that he has that. But for me, it does feel a little bit like I'm just kind of relegated to this second place no matter what I do. I want to feel, I don't know, I want to feel that important to him. I want to feel like I'm also a priority and also like he and I are that close. And he's known his best friend for a really long time and he and I haven't been together that long. So I understand that this is something that has to be built. But I'm just curious, I guess, Tashir, if that was ever something that you had to bring up with your man when you all got together. I know, Nicole, you had said that when Tashir and her man got together, like, you were feeling nervous about how your relationship was going to change. And I'm just curious what that looked like, I guess, in practice and how you guys talked to people who are entering your lives as individuals about your relationship to each other. Does that make sense? I'm just curious, like, if you had a new person, how would you be like, hey, this is my best friend. They're super important to me. And what would you feel like and what would you say if that new person was like, but what about me? Because I feel like, but what about me? And it's hard to understand as someone who's outside of the relationship, like, where I would fit in.
Yeah, I think I think it's natural to have what about me thoughts no matter what, even mm-hmm. if it's like a best friend of your partner, some people's dog or their pet is their main priority, their parents, their family, their kid. Like, there's so many things that could also be a priority for people, and it's very easy to be like, well, why don't I feel like number one right mm-hmm. now? And it's just like something that has to be talked about and put in practice, and everyone has to be honest about how they feel. Because if your partner doesn't know that you don't feel like a priority, then they can't make changes to make you feel that way. And it might just take some massaging. Like, okay, I will be better at like letting you know when I'm hanging out with my friend and giving you time too. Or like, I want to go on a weekend trip with my buddy, but I'll make sure to call you like these hours when I'm gone or something like that. You know, like trying to figure out how to work it out so that like you don't feel left behind when your partner is like just like hanging with his best friend all the time. But also that you're still giving them space to have their relationship because it is a priority. And there is a way that everyone can like share in the space and like still be a priority, but it's gonna be an ebb and flow, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think open communication is like a nice clear thing. And he was clear enough to say that my best friend is like my number one person. It's the person I love the most. He's like a brother to me. So I think that's maybe a better way to think of it, that he's not just a best friend, that this man is this other man's chosen family. This is mm-hmm. his family. Yeah. So, and I don't think you would feel second fiddle if they were like blood brothers. Mm-hmm. I think you would just go, oh, he's really close to his brother. Okay, whatever. But I think it's like, since this is not a relative and, you know, friendships are, we're taught that they're not as important as romantic relationships when sometimes they are. So I think, yeah, if you're just vocal enough to be like, hey, I just want to make sure that you're making time for me as well. And taking 30 minutes out of a trip a weekend or whatever for a phone call is truly nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's something that somebody can do, because it's not taking away from anybody's time. It's making sure that you feel loved and included, and he's still spending time with his best friend. I think it's like, if they hang out 5 days a week, I think you can truly just say, hey, I think we're missing a little bit of quality time. I would like to see you a little bit more. That doesn't mean that they can't hang out 5 days a week. It just means that they hang out 5 days a week, but then there's time for you during those 5 days a week. They hang out from like 3 to 5, and you get 5 and an overnight slumpy with some deep dicking. I'm not great at communication, but I do think communication is the key to just having everybody be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think being specific helps too, because if you're like, I would like more quality time with you, or I would like to feel like a priority, like not more than, but like your friend, offer some suggestions too, because it's like, it's kind of hard to know what to do if you're just like, I want more. And then and then your partner's like, well, what does that mean? Or like, he might think there's no problems at all. He might be like, we spend time together all the time. But like, what is the quality time that you need to feel like included? Is it physical quality time? Is it phone calls? Is it FaceTimes? Is it more memes? You know, like, what is it that what makes you feel good that you like? And then be specific, like, okay, well, what if we do this? And hopefully they'll be able to hear that.
Yeah, maybe it's like, when we're together, no phone time. Like, we just spend at least an hour or two off our phones where we just, like, connect. Or it's like, let's go away for a weekend. Or, you know, maybe Thursday is our standing date where we always go try a new restaurant that we've wanted to go to or something. So, like, maybe, yeah, I think that's, like, a really good idea. I think, like, having one day a week where you're like, this is our day that's not interrupted, makes you feel like it's important, because he has that one day a week set aside for you. Not to be like, and every other day is friendship day, but like, in my brain, I'd be like, this is nice. This is nice that this man set aside a day for me. Like, that's a special thing that we have. That's nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And remember, fish are friends, not food. Okay. And don't walk around going, mine, 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 because you do have to share him with his friend.
Wow. And and if you have any questions or queries or advice you want to give us, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call, text, or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
And if you're walking around going, mine, 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 that's because you have merch of ours that you could get at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And if you want to keep on swimming to some words that we're saying, you can go to earwolf.com to check out our transcripts for our new episodes.
And don't be a clownfish. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Perfect.
I honestly am blown away that I haven't said the correct quote from the fucking movie that would be helpful to people.
I really thought that's where you're going with it.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas, wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.